Welcome to episode 7. This is Loans and Drones, and today the message is snake pits. You do not want to miss this. I am talking with Janine Prombo, the general manager for E2P, Keller Williams Premier Properties, and she has a lot of great stories that we're going to share today about the real estate business. Let's go. All right, Janine, thank you so much for joining us today. When you hear snake pits,
yep,
what do you think of?
Okay, two things that come to mind. One, of course, Indiana Jones. And then number two would be the real life experience in 2015 as an REO agent finding a snake pit.
Okay, where?
So back in 2015, I was an REO agent, which means bank-owned properties. I would go into homes that were vacant and help to secure the property, get it ready for market, and represent the bank on getting those houses out. And sure enough, you find lots of things when a house has been left alone for a long time. And this is a funny story, because here I was walking into this house, and I had just been at a 7-Eleven maybe like 2 or 3 days before. And my son at the time, Declan, was 3 years old. And I had bought him, remember those Slurpees? Like the red and blue kind of like Slurpees?
Oh, yeah, favorite, yeah.
And he was so excited to have it. He's 3 years old. And he was sipping it. It was just a small cup. And the reason I say that is because I walk into this house 3 days after that experience with the Slurpee. And all of a sudden, I hear that same sound. It was like weird.
Oh.
And I'm like, what is that? And the house is vacant. So I go through the house, and I'm taking pictures, and I'm getting ready, and I'm getting ready to tell the bank about this home. Long story short, what happened was I had walked down to the basement that was unfinished, and there was a pond out back far from the house. And there was a window well that was open. And somehow, some way, snakes had either decided to come into that property, and they were down in the basement. And they were all coiled together and kind of slithering around together because they were cold and they wanted to be around each other, I assume. I'm not a snake expert.
Makes sense.
But long story short, yeah, that was the day in the life of like one experience as an REO agent, and those snakes, they got in and they were wrapped in toilets and they were wrapped all around that house. And it, by the way, it was a beautiful home. It was a gorgeous home.
Really?
You would never know. Okay. And so we just got a snake expert or a guy in there, and he came in and got rid of all of those snakes. And
how many snakes were there?
Oh my gosh. I think we were over a few hundred. We were close,
hundreds.
I think it was close to 800-900 of them. And there was just so many, and it was just gross.
Where was this at again?
This was right outside of Barrington.
Barrington?
Which is a gorgeous area.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So it must have been a nice house.
They just all came through. Now, I could tell you a bee factory. So out in Crystal Lake, I walked into a home, and I heard a buzzing sound, and I kept thinking, what is that sound? And in the back side of the house was a screen and porch area. And there was a huge bee's nest. But I didn't know that, because you're just walking in and you're there to take pictures and measurements and do all of those pieces. And every so often I'd see, you know, a bee fly. And this is the heat of the summer.
Yeah.
Sure enough, there was this honeycomb, this huge honeycomb that was stuck on the top of a ceiling and a wall. And you talk about bees. It was an infestation for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Then you could go to Aurora, and we found, I mean, the list goes on. But these are the things that sometimes you find.
Right.
And, always a journey, always an experience.
Wow. So that was in the REO business that you had been in.
Yes.
And how long were you in that?
Oh, gosh. So got my license back in 2000. So I'm like 2001 I got my license. And so I've been in the business almost 22, 23 years now. I started out residential and then moved in with the shift of the market in 2007-ish.
Okay.
Into short sales. And then moved in while short sales were turning a corner there, I moved into the REO business. And so as those markets were shifting, I just went along with the next market. I personally just really love the distressed market,
yeah.
which is the bank-owned or somebody that is behind in their mortgage. That is something that I have always valued that conversation to help somebody.
Yeah. Wow. Snake pit. 800, 900 snakes. I want to go back to that really quick. What was your initial reaction? Because I'm still stuck on that.
You think you're walking into a gorgeous home, right? And it's beautiful, and you think that you're there to obviously take these pictures, get through the house, and there is this slurping sound in a basement. And all I can think of is I've got Declan somewhere around me with the Slurpee because that's what it sounded like. And I'm terrified of snakes. Like,
me too.
That's why I'm stuck
on that right now.
Right?
Because I don't think I could handle that.
And my parents, I mean, we went to Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah.
So knowing the snake pit scenes of that movie, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm by myself and I'm in this house and there are snakes. And all I could think of is, how do I get out of here? And so.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It pretty much was.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. When we're talking about Janine.
Yep.
Let's get into the person that I know is the person that is always smiling, always having a great attitude, always on point. Tell me a little bit about who Janine is.
I'm going to turn 50 this year.
Me too.
How about it, right? That's right.
We did this
conversation.
We were going to have a party together, yes.
1974, we were born.
Yeah.
I'm a mom. I'm a daughter. I'm a wife. I have 4 children, 3 girls and then a boy. And pretty simple, to be honest with you. Not a very complicated person, I don't think. My husband, Dan, might say something different. I lost my mom at a young age when I was 27, right after I got married. And I was very, very close to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of my greater fears in life was to lose my mom. So I think, honestly, losing my mom to cancer, she was 59 at that time. I think I just felt like what else could happen? Knock on wood, right? But what could be so bad? Like, we will always figure out a way to get around things. But that kind of hit home for me and kind of probably shaped me into feeling like, you know, we're going to make it through the day. I have a very strong faith background, mm-hmm. Irish Catholic, and I just feel, you know, with God on your side, anything is possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, every time I see you, you're just always have that great attitude. So
it's a tough industry to be a part of.
Yeah.
It's tough to be a business owner, and I have the utmost respect for the real estate agent life. And I have been able to be fortunate enough to raise my children on that paycheck and work with some really amazing people. And just like your industry, I think that this industry brings out the best of your resourcefulness. I mean, let's talk about an industry where you work your hardest to bring people together to get exactly what they're looking for in the most important asset that they're looking for, usually, is their home.
Right.
Where you're going to bring a baby home to, where you're going to raise children, where you're going to put up your birthday cakes and your holidays. And so I just personally feel like we're really blessed to be a part of it. I don't see this industry as a negative. I've always felt like this is a really impressive place to be a part of. And where do you ever work your tail off that hard for no money up front?
Yeah.
You don't get paid in this industry until you actually help somebody actually physically move into a home.
Right. Right.
So it's a different way of life. And talk about being on commission. Wow.
Right. And the perspective that people have of our industries, both of our industries right now, is it is somewhat of a snake pit. Would you not agree?
Yes. I think there can be a lot of, there can be, boy, here we are in 2024. And walking into 2024, a lot of lawsuits, mm-hmm. a lot of conversations on the table. It could appear and feel like it's a snake pit. At the same time, I don't view it that way. I view it as an opportunity. And what I know for sure is that National Association of Realtors has asked the community of people out there in the world, do you or do you not value working with a real estate agent? And those hands have raised across the country and said, yes, we value working with a real estate agent. And so we have a job to do. And it's not an easy job to move from one house to the next. But I believe in the traditional way of doing real estate that we're poised to continue to help the consumer do that.
The recent news that came out, mm-hmm. what's your perspective with that?
The recent news as of National Association of Realtors, and we've got a buyer agency on the table and all that good news on
Friday. This is hot. It's like the perfect time to have you on because I look up to you and the wisdom that you have in the industry. I'm curious to see what Janine says about the recent news of the commissions that NAR has, you know, the lawsuit that they went through. What's your perspective on that, your personal perspective?
Well, we're in a shifting time, right? We are in a shifting industry. Our industry has faced lots of different shifts. At the end of the day, here's what I've learned is that the list side of the business, we do well. Especially here in Illinois, our contracts are written quite transparently to be able to tell a seller how the money is flowing between brokerage houses or commissions are being set. With that being said, now you're on the buy side of this equation, and the buyers, over time, what I believe the agent is going to be encountered with is they're going to have to show up to the table, and they're going to have to come armed with really, truly, what is the value proposition of working with me as a buyer's agent? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do for the consumer? How do I do that for the consumer? And what you'll notice is that on the list side of the business, we have a really good plan on that. We can tell you how we are going to market your property. We are going to tell you how we stage that property. Now we need to take it to the buyer side of the fence. And so the agent that's going to win in this market is going to be somebody who really wants to be the fiduciary, wants to serve well, and they also have a plan on how they're going to get that home transacted and you in the home.
Yeah.
You're coupled with an amazing storm right now, low inventory, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a bit of a rising interest rate that's happening. It's not out of the norm, by the way. Over a trend line, you can see we've been here before. What's our interest rate today? You're in the loan side. 30-year raw rate.
Hovering around high 6, low 7.
Okay, yeah. Fair. I mean, for a long time, our industry has been living in unrealistic 2-3% interest rates to borrow money. And so that is shifting. Doesn't mean that housing is going away. But back to your question about the idea of, you know, how do you embrace the change? Agents are going to show up today better than ever, I believe. Not everybody's going to stick in this industry, and that's okay.
Right.
This is an opportunity time to really show the value of all that goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
Because HGTV and you know, in the early days, right, you know, fix and flip and all these things, it looks so easy.
Sure
going
does.
Through a renovation right now. I was just talking to you about that with we're building out a new brokerage house.
Yeah.
Three locations, actually. Boy, the amount of work you do behind the scenes, coordination, money, time, effort, thought, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. And, you know, behind the scenes, that's what agents are doing on your behalf as a consumer. And so I think that we're poised to really now show you and articulate that buy side of the business at a better clip.
Yeah, I remember when loan officer compensation came in right around the 2008. So it was just different worlds as far as the market goes with regards to, at that point, it was hard to sell a house. Now it's easy to sell a house, but it's hard to find a buyer to get into the right house.
True.
So there is a shift there. But I remember the same thing happened with us when it came to the mortgage side, oh no, what are we going to do? We have to have the same pay. It was kind of a flat fee, and everybody was trying to understand the ruling on it. All you need to do is just pivot, shift, adapt to the market, and then create a new model. You know, for me, what happened was I was lower loan amounts and I did more government type of loans. So I go, okay, well, my pay just got cut in half. So I'm going to figure out how to increase my purchase price.
Sure.
And sharpen my price with the higher dollar amounts and do more units. All of a sudden, boom, just changed. But it took a little bit to modify that, of course. And there was a lot of other people that went and jumped ship and went to different areas. Are you seeing agents right now that are just quitting? What? Because we've talked about this before in the other podcast style that we're doing. Mm-hmm. What kind of agents are you seeing out there in the marketplace right now?
It's a good way of asking the question, and here's why I paused for a second. I see a couple different opportunities. One, I see the rising star that sees the opportunity in this and wants to roll up their sleeves and dig into their business. And they probably over time are going to build a team, because the buy side of the business is going to ask for that there is going to be more showings and the coordination of it and what that looks like. At the same time, I see agents that say, you know what, this is just not me. This is not what I want to do. And by the way, that's okay. The beauty of this industry is you get to be you. And when you show who you are in this industry, people will embrace you. People will absolutely fall for you if you're doing the right thing. And doing the right thing means that you keep the center of attraction on the consumer for what they want to get.
I love that.
That's my belief on it. I think that Keller Williams as an organization, if I could bring up Keller Williams, I've been with them most of my career. I've owned my own brokerage. I've been with other brokerages, but most of my time as an agent and in leadership has been built around KW. And, you know, Gary Keller, we affectionately call him GK. I think he's done the right thing for us. Mm-hmm. He's helped us learn how to build entrepreneurial businesses. And part of that entrepreneurial business is understanding the product that you're selling and who you're selling it for, and what is the value that you can really truly bring to the table. KW agents, that's how they think. That's how they act. That's how they, this is not a, you know, the media just really spins it to tell you a different story. And it's unfortunate, because the truth is that if the media was in the business, and if the media was actually opening the doors and staying up late and working through all the decisions and helping people talk through what we all do to make these transactions, they might have a different headline. It's funny, my dad called me today. My dad, of all people. Did you lose your job? Nope, still got my job. Still doing good, Dad.
Was that because of the headlines that were from Friday?
Okay. Yeah, and the media. And God love him. You know, at the end of the day, it could look like that. It could feel like that. That is not the case at all. Mm-hmm. This is such an opportunity to get in connection at a deeper level of, this is how I serve you as my client.
Wow.
So.
You mentioned this last week when we were on another podcast that we used, Real Estate Spotlight. But we were talking about the charge of the storm, what Buffaloes do. You want to talk about that? Because I think that kind of is a great way to look at this market.
Well, so about a year ago, we learned inside of the world of KW, we kind of had a mantra about, you know, charge the storm. And what we learned is that Buffaloes, that when they see a storm coming into the area, they, instead of like all of the most of the rest of the animal kingdom, they seek shelter, the rest of the animal kingdom. They look for where they can get into caves and where they can hurry up and get all the food and get my family situated. The buffalo goes, hey, everybody, get up, start charging the storm. And they run. They run as fast as they can into the storm, because they believe if they run into the storm, they'll get out of it quicker. And that's how they pass through the storm, where the rest of the field is looking as like, let's just get coverage. Let's just bunker down. Let's get behind. Let's not worry. So Keller Williams has, you know, set us on fire, to be honest with you. to believe you got to go charge the storm. What does that mean in our industry? It means that we get up, we show up, we're present, and we have a plan. Like at the end of the day, that's really the story, is that agents today of the Keller Williams makeup, they are out there and they are fighting the battle of how can I support you in any of your real estate transactions. Mm-hmm. They're also alongside of the communities, and they are serving their communities that they work in at a higher level ever than before. And so charge the storm. You know, when you see a shifting market like this, lean in.
Yeah, I'm seeing you do that right now. You just purchased three buildings, right?
Two buildings and one lease, yes.
Two buildings and one lease. And you guys are leaning in and charging, hedging in this market. Tell me about the move.
So we believe in the agent, right? And we believe that the agent is incredibly valuable. So with that, we decided to change in the middle of all of this. We had been at a location in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, for about 11, 12 years now. Pete Economos is our owner, and what he decided to do was go to the Wheaton neighborhood, found a fantastic building, super excited about it. We will have about 11 offices out of there. We will have a huge training room that can seat about 100. And tech space, coaching corner, you name it, we've got it happening over there. So that one is a soft launch for us Wednesday, March 20th. So okay. We'll be infiltrating, planting a flag, going after, you know, painting the town red in Wheaton come next, or this Wednesday, actually, a couple days.
Okay.
Then in a couple weeks, we're going to head over to Elmhurst, and we're opening up another brokerage center over there. Now, both of these are coming in with agents already, because we have a brokerage house in Glen Ellyn currently of 221 agents. So our Wheaton friends are going to move over to the Wheaton location. Our Elmhurst friends are going to move over to Elmhurst. We'll be planting a flag there about April 15th-ish. Same concept, a little bit smaller of a location. We'll lease out that space. And then now we are in the process of actually renovating a downtown location in Glen Ellyn, and we'll house about 9 to 10 location or offices in that space too.
Wow.
So we are coming downtown. We are getting into the downtown communities of our communities where we are.
Okay.
As opposed to where we are now, we're off the beaten path. We're in a more corporate building.
Sure. Yep.
So now we're gonna go into the communities.
Good. I love that. What's your vision for those three buildings?
The most important part about that is keeping the culture intact.
Okay.
At the end of the day, it's just like buying a home. The house, I should say. Buying a house is one thing, but creating that home, that concept, it's all about the people. It's all about the memories. It's all about the little, you know, nick on the wall as the kids are growing up and writing that. What you're going to find in these three buildings of this brokerage house is it's about the agents and how they work together, how they collaborate, how we train them. So most of our training will be done in our Wheaton location, but coaching, consulting, tech work, all of that will be throughout all of them. Our vision, I'll tell you, we're number one in units sold in the DuPage County, so we're going to keep going after that. We're going to keep serving our communities. Our agents are going to keep getting better at what they do. We are going to continue to create businesses to offer a one-stop shop. Things like we'll close at our brokerage houses. We have insurance to offer our agents. We have mortgage to offer them. And we'll continue building those businesses mm-hmm. to help them.
Wow, that's good. So you guys are definitely hedging in the market.
Yep.
It's a little bit of a... It, from the outside looking in, or the media, it looks like a little bit of a snake pit. This is going to be a big year for you guys.
Well, what you focus on expands, right? So should we look at? I don't want to disregard that. You know, the reality is there are headlines out there, and the waters seem murky. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong on that, because I'm a realist on that.
Sure.
What I believe is that there's an opportunity to have a different narrative be presented. So with that being said, get to know the agent in your area and ask the question as a consumer. I think what we've done is we've armed better the consumer to ask more questions. And I think that's okay. The agent is ready to do that, wants to do that.
Yeah.
This is how I'm going to serve you. This is what our team and what our business can do to help you secure the asset you're looking for. That could go for investments. That could go for your primary residence. And this is not just an Illinois conversation. This is a global conversation.
Sure.
So, you know, KW, if we went back to that conversation, you know, those agents are armed with partners around the world to support. And so I'm excited.
Yeah.
If I found a way to do it better at a different brokerage house, I'd be there. Mm-hmm. I believe that the agent right now is just positioned well to really help the consumer at this point with education.
Yeah. I listen to Brian Buffini a lot.
Yeah.
And he's just spot on with this.
Isn't he good?
Yeah. He talked about the recessionary market being like a bucket with an 8-inch hole in it. And if you don't fix that hole, you're going to have money just draining.
That's true.
And I'm seeing it from two points. One, the market needs to tighten up as far as saving, but also to hedge and level up. And you're going to see a level up of business in a market like this. And you just mentioned that agents are going to be coming out with a whole different service level. Same with the loan side, too.
And I think that's great, don't you?
Of course. Yeah, and that's what the market needed. It's a cleansing of the market, right?
It sure is. And I think that the consumer, listen, we live with Amazon, right? I mean, when you can get on Amazon and you can order a package and you can know where your package is during that journey and then it shows up, it just feels like the rest of the world should behave like that. And at the same time, we're not there yet in real estate. But technology is not going to replace the agent. We know that for sure. There's too much conversation. There's too much human power that needs to be involved in that. We welcome. Who wouldn't welcome the conversation with the consumer to say, how can I better serve you?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll see. I don't have a crystal ball. But I will say, I believe we're arming ourselves with the right people around them.
Right.
To support the consumer.
And you're a recruiter.
Yes.
So you're hiring. You've hired on some really top level agents in this last year. I've seen you.
Well, so they come, right. I mean, they're coming. Here's what's changed in our neck of the wood when we talk about growing the brokerage house. Brokerage houses that are going to grow are the ones that are educating somebody on how to build a business, how to build a team, how to build the value proposition. There are marketing companies out there. I think it's fantastic. The marketing is obviously a part of this and has to be. And, oh, by the way, how do you help coach, train, and consult your agents into leading their best lives? Not everybody has to build a big business. You do you. I say that all the time. So for somebody who wants to build a business that does a handful of transactions a year to help their friends and family,
yeah,
we want them. We absolutely want them. And yet at the same time, you can sit in the same room with somebody like an Amy Kite to us. And Amy Kite and Quaid and Rooney and McCann Properties, these folks are doing hundreds of transactions a year. And so it's a pretty cool collaborative environment.
Well, what I like about what you said is it's not just real estate. It's about creating the entrepreneurial mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have is a team of agents that not only have the real estate bubble, right?
Right.
But they have a whole different level of eyes on other industries. Well, not other industries, but maybe different business models that can complement their business, you know, so.
For sure. They know how to look at a P&L statement. They know how to drive a business on profitability. They know how to scale business.
And you teach that?
We do.
Wow.
At a deep level.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And I believe that the real estate agent, don't mistake it that it's a job. You know, it really is an opportunity for somebody to build a business. And you can create the income that you want to create out of that. I think in a shifting market, when you can be a part of a brokerage house that is incredibly transparent, and that starts with Gary Keller at the top. I think that has been probably one of the greatest gifts to be a part of KW, along with its culture.
Mm-hmm. What other types of businesses are you seeing inside the offices?
Yeah, we're seeing right now, obviously, title. Let us help you close the transaction here at our house. That in the sense of, will we be able to give opportunity for a lesser commission on side of the buy side of the business for that consumer? We also see insurance, home and auto, casualty, all of that. We're seeing that that's important to this. We see that there's the business of mortgage. That's important. There are so many different ways that we can go. I mean, you think about all the points of taking care of a home and how do we help grow a business around that? I anticipate, watch Keller Williams and what they're able to conquer in the next few years.
Yeah. So no snake pits over at Keller Williams, huh?
Not today. Nope.
Not today.
Not today. We're doing good.
Well, I love how you talked about that at the beginning was, you know, you just don't see what real estate agents have to do behind the scenes. And to walk into a house that has what you think sounds like a Slurpee.
Right.
Which now every time I get a Slurpee, I'm going to think of a snake pit.
Right.
Now it's led to the questions that you actually suggested a long time ago. This is the questions of the day speed round.
Perfect. So you could do your three and then I could spin it on to you and go back to you.
Oh my gosh. See how she just...
I know.
She is a closer. She doesn't mess around. She's been in the business for a while.
It's just fun.
Okay. So first question. If you could have dinner with anybody, who would it be?
Are they dead or alive?
Doesn't matter.
My mom.
I was going to say, I kind of knew the answer. What's one thing your mom said to you that you'll always remember?
24 hours can change overnight. Like, never just take it for what it is today. Anything can change in 24 hours.
Isn't that the truth?
It is. And that could, and it's your choice sometimes to really, truly create that path of greatness can come in 24 hours. Or you can just marinate in your bed and cry like Mel Robbins talks about. And, you know, you got to keep going. You got to keep going.
Yeah. That is true. Charge the storm, right?
Totally.
So Laura, my wife, brought this up. She's like, I got a great question for you for your podcast. I'm going to try to get this right. So forgive me, Laura, if I get this wrong. But she said she heard this on a podcast that if you could go time travel.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you could time travel, would you rather meet past relatives or future descendants?
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Past relatives, oh, wow, that's tough, or the future. You know, honestly, my dad is so great at our family tree. Actually, I'm a direct descendant of John Wilkes Booth.
No way.
Who knew? My maiden name is Booth.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is a whole different episode.
This
will be number eight.
Right? So to be honest with you, I think I'd be very curious to go forward. I'd rather go into the future right now.
Oh, my gosh. You totally turned the opposite. I was going to go back to... I would ask...
No.
You don't want to ask that guy a question?
Like, well, I would.
Like, why did he do what he did?
But I feel like over time, like, my dad's been so great about just sharing, you know, the genealogy of the family tree and the history. And so I feel like I have a little bit of that understanding. I'm very curious. I mean, I feel like with AI approaching and technology and where we're going, and like if I could talk to the future ones, like what's it like right now out there? Yeah, I'd go there.
Interesting.
Because that might mean my kids' kids, right?
Yeah.
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 So
yeah.
I'd be curious.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Wow, now I'm going to be thinking about that for a long time now.
I know.
But John Wilkes Booth, wow, you got me on that one.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Well, okay, so is there any stories that you know? Like any family stories?
Twin boys, and John Wilkes Booth is the one who shot Abraham Lincoln, who, by the way, ironically, as a leader, I've studied a lot about him, and I really love Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And so, you know, apparently, yeah, our family history was related to the guy who shot him.
Okay.
And I'm really sorry about that, too. Now, in Batavia, there is, Batavia, Illinois, there is a building that has apartments in it. And when I was first getting married to Dan, we went and looked at a building that Mary Todd Lincoln actually stayed at.
Wow.
And so I didn't know that. So I walked into the building and they're like, Mary Todd Lincoln used to live. I'm like, I probably shouldn't be here. I probably should leave because I think I upset her. But she apparently lived there quite some time ago. So, but we did not purchase in that place.
Okay. That would have been a good conversation piece. I mean, at least. All right. If you could be anywhere in the world today, where would it be? Besides, of course, this
anywhere show. In the world today, where would I be? Gosh, you know, here we are coming right off St. Patrick's Day, and I would say Ireland.
That would be nice. Plus, you have heritage.
Heritage. I think I probably would pick Ireland right now.
Yeah. I always want to go there. Have you ever been there?
By the water. No.
You've never been there?
No.
I've never been there either.
I need to get there.
Okay.
That's on the radar.
Is there any... So here's a last kind of a surprise question. Is there anything you want to say to Tom Skilling? By the way, the reason why I bring this up is...
Yes.
Janine has a really good story about being able to potentially talk to Tom Skilling,
well,
which
we
all love.
We are. Late summer, we're going to have an interview with Tom. Who doesn't like Tom Skilling? Like, at the end of the day, the guy is great. He's perfect. He's a master at his craft.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be amazing.
It's going to be fun.
So.
And he also owns real estate, so we'll talk to him about that, too.
Yeah. Is there any question you want to ask him, like, off the top of your head right now?
No, I'm going to save it for the podcast.
Okay, all right, sorry.
Nothing like a sneak preview or anything.
All right. Well, if I really appreciate
it. No. I'm going to switch it on you.
Oh, wait. What?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I got those three questions, which were very thoughtful questions, by the way.
Were they good? I think I should get a rating.
You should get a rating.
If it was actually good, like between one and, because you're the master of this.
Not really.
Between one and 10, what do you think?
I was a 10.
No, come on.
It's a true story. It was actually, those threw me off a little bit.
All right. Well, good.
So here's my question back to you.
Yeah.
Android or Apple?
Apple, for sure.
See, I'm going to go easy on you.
I know, that was easy.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Mm.
What did you think? Did you think?
Yeah, I did think beach, because I think we've talked about that once before.
Okay. Well, that's our 50th birthday party.
Totally.
Right?
Well, I mean, if we could just have a pina colada on a beach, life is good. You're a girl, Dad. So Taylor Swift or Beyonce?
Taylor Swift.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you have any of her bracelets?
No, but we did go to a Taylor Swift tribute band. Believe it or not, they already have tribute bands.
No kidding.
And it was in Naperville, and it filled the whole park. It was almost like a Taylor Swift concert.
But it was good.
What I appreciated about it was the community of little girls that were being kind to each other by passing bracelets.
I mean,
what are you gonna do? You can't go wrong with that, especially with little girls.
You gotta love her for that part. Like, right. She's created some kindness in the world.
Yeah. It's good to see positive.
Nice things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There need to be more Janines too, by the way. You're a Taylor Swift model.
Maybe with dark hair and 100 pounds over, but hey, yeah, I will tell you, it's those were my questions for you today.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for coming on this show.
Of course.
And if anybody wanted to reach out to you, if there's a agent or somebody that's interested in Keller Williams or working with your team, how can they get a hold of you?
Keller William Premier Properties. You can call, you can Google that, you can call that phone number, or you can grab me at my name, which is J as in Janine Prombo, P-R-O-M-B-O at KW.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And like she said, the industry isn't as bad as what it might seem with the media. We are here to serve you in all your needs with regards to the mortgage side and also the real estate side. So reach out to us anytime. And thank you so much for joining us on Loans and Drones, episode 7.